We're back on Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. Our guest is Colleen Young, Team USA Paralympian, brought home a couple of medals from Tokyo in swimming, the 200 medley and the 100 breaststroke. So Colleen, you talked about playing sports when you were younger. You got into swimming. Why? And I know you said that you found out about Paralympics, but what clicked with swimming for you?
My parents wanted me to take lessons. So I took lessons, I learned to swim as a 6 years old, how kids take swim lessons. And I stuck with it. It's funny. I actually hated it at first. I remember, I had to have been like 7 or 8 and I just did not want to be there. And I just sat on the edge of the pool crying. And I remember my parents were so mad at me because I didn't get in the pool. And I remember, it was just silent on the car ride home. And I was like, ooh, I definitely messed up. But, they had me stick with it. And I fell in love with it. So, here we are today. But with swimming, I think the main thing for me is, other sports, I had to focus on a moving object. And with my visual impairment, that's definitely, a difficult thing for me to do. But with swimming, I was able to just focus on myself. And yes, there's other people in the lane that I have to like watch out for, but it's an individual sport and it's a team sport too, but it's just you in the water, right? And the water treats you the same regardless of, race, ethnicity, disability, age, whatever. I really fought that I, was, and obviously my visual impairment limits, some things in the water for me, but, I really thought that I was on an equal playing field then. And I just was able to focus on myself and, that was something that other sports I couldn't do. So.
Do you feel like your other senses are heightened during a race?
That question too.
Yeah, I was going to say, and which is really kind of silly because, I mean, your eyesight has always been the same, so you can't really compare it to, well, this is what I felt like when I had eyes. You know what I mean? When my eyesight was better.
Right.
But like, how do you tell? Yeah, I don't know. These were questions I was thinking about. Like, can you feel the wake or waves to know your position with other competitors? Do you go off of sound?
It's hard to like hear in the water because it's kind of muffled, but I do feel like I'm more aware just based on like if I'm swimming in a lane with other people, obviously it's hard for me to see them. So I just feel like I'm more like aware on kind of where I am in relation to where the lane line is or where like if someone's, behind me, I'm like, okay, like I can see them when I flip if they're like close or far away. So I don't really know about like senses wise, but just like being aware in the water and kind of where I am in the lane, I feel like is definitely heightened when I swim.
Yeah. Now, so you talked about hitting your head as you were qualifying for the medley.
Yeah.
So talk about how you, because my wife was a swimmer in high school, and
oh, nice.
And when she would do the backstroke, she said she looked for the flags, and she knew she had so many, so many things, and she knew to flip. How do you judge? You can see the flags?
Usually, I can. For me, because my visual impairment is so like part of it is being light sensitive. For me, the ceiling is really like a big factor, and like the lights coming down shining down on you in the pool is really a big factor too. So in Tokyo the lights were really bright actually, so I had to wear more tinted goggles, which it's tough too because with my visual impairment if it's too bright I can't see, but if it's too dark I can't see, right? So it's like finding this sweet spot in the middle. But I was wearing more tinted goggles because like if I wasn't wearing them then I would be more blind. But it's like finding that sweet spot. But I'm surprised that I always have this thought in the back of my head anytime I go to a meet, anytime I swim backstroke, I'm like, this is it, like this is gonna be the meet that I just get a concussion, I'm gonna hit my head on the wall and I'll just be out. But it's funny because the 100 backstroke was my first event in Tokyo, and I actually executed the walls pretty well. Like I didn't run into the wall, I was able to kind of like not that I could see the flags super well, but I was able to kind of judge where they were based on shadows. But in the heats of the 200 IM, I don't know if my mind was somewhere else. I don't know what I was doing, but I just completely just missed it and just completely ran into the wall. And as soon as I hit the wall, I was like, oh, good God. It's like, this is going to be embarrassing. But I think honestly, that gave me a little surge of adrenaline because I was like, well, now people just saw me crash into the wall. Now I actually have to, like, you know, go fast and make up time for that. But yeah.
So when you do that, I mean, are you thinking to yourself, oh, no, I just cost myself a chance at getting to the finals? Or was it panic?
I think it was kind of a mixture of both. Yeah, I think panic and adrenaline. Honestly, I thought I was going to be DQ'd for it because I didn't even know. Like, I hit the wall and I just immediately turned on my stomach and pushed off. Like, I didn't even think about, like, doing a turn at that point because I was kind of, like, you know, panicking. But I think it was, like, a mixture of panic and then, like, oh, shoot, like, this just happened. Like, now, like, let's pick up a gear and, like, try and make up what I lost. So
yeah,
definitely a mixture of emotions.
You know what I like about you is you can laugh at yourself and.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love self-deprecating humor.
Can I tell everybody about your pinned tweet on Twitter?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, tell us. So I'm doing some research here on Colleen, and I know about the success she had at the Paralympics. And then I see her pinned tweet, and it's a picture of her side by side with Gary Busey. And then you say, oh, and I find out I share the same birthday as Busey. We're twins. Now, he's got his gray hair. You have your platinum blonde hair. And, you kind of make a little smiley face and make fun of yourself looking like Gary Busey, which you don't. But what was the app that that self-deprecates?
I think it was like back in like the winter, because I remember it was when the whole like twinning Pop Sugar thing was like going on and everyone was posting like who they like, what celebrities they looked like and everything. And I was with my I'm pretty sure it was my junior year because I think it was 2019 when this was popular. So it was my junior year in college. I was at Fairfield University for winter training. It was just like the swim team on campus and we were all doing it. And I was like, okay, like I'll do it. And so I used my like Team USA headshot from the Rio games. And I was like, okay, like, I wonder who I'll get. And it just, the first person was Gary Busey. And I was like, wow, like, all right.
Who are you hoping for?
Honestly, I don't even know. Yeah. But I definitely wasn't expecting Gary Busey.
Well, I saw that. It's like, you know what? She pinned the tweet. She's comfortable with herself. She can laugh at herself. That's great. That's outstanding. That's just a great attitude to have. So Your third Olympics, Tokyo and then Rio in 2016 and London in 2012, and you were only 14 years old.
I was, yeah. I was
Is that
young.
The youngest ever for swimming?
I don't think it's the youngest ever, but it was the youngest for the USA in both the Olympic and Paralympic delegation that year.
Yeah.
I don't know what the youngest ever is.
Well, outside of winning the medals in Japan, which Paralympics city did you enjoy the most?
That's a great question. Honestly, in each Paralympic Games is such a different experience, so it's hard to kind of compare. Because like London, Rio, and Tokyo obviously had, you know, really high highs for me, but also like there were some low times too, you know, during those meets, as you know, emotions are just running wild. But I don't know, I guess I don't, that's I, it's hard to answer.
I stumped you.
I know, I'm speechless, honestly. Yeah. And that's hard to do. I usually talk all the time, so.
Hey, well done. Give myself a bronze medal for that one.
Yeah, congrats. Yeah.
All right, so you said you're still going to school.
I am. Yeah. So I graduated Fairfield University in 2020. But I'm getting my MBA in healthcare management now through DeVry University online.
Yeah. So, oh, excellent. Yeah. Oh, congratulations. So what about swimming? What happens with your career? Are you looking at a fourth Olympics?
I think so. Yeah. You know, obviously the postponement because of Tokyo pushed back Tokyo a year. So, I think it was always my plan to go through Paris just 'cause, like, I'm still 23 now. I'll be 26 when Paris 2024 rolls around, but I feel like, you know, I still have some more left in me to give, and, you know, it's only 3 years away. So, you know, I think after Paris, I'll definitely think about retiring now, but, yeah, I think these next 3 years are going to be, you know, something special too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Well, listen, I'm sure when you do interviews, people say, oh, do you have any words of inspiration for people that may be going through what you are? I guess I can let you end with that.
Yeah. Honestly, just growing up, you know, my parents, my friends, you know, teachers, just the community I had around me really just, you know, embraced my, you know, disability and, you know, never let me feel like I couldn't do something just because I was limited in, you know, the sight aspect. But I would say that, you know, if you have a dream and you have a goal, you can 100% achieve it if you believe in it. And I know that's what a lot of people say, but, you know, just based on experiences I've had and, you know, my friends who have different disabilities, but, you know, growing up with a disability, you know, you have to overcome so many different things. And I honestly think the only limitation people can have is, you know, a negative attitude and a negative mindset. So if you truly believe that you can do something, then I 100% think you can.
Yeah. Colleen, I really enjoyed this. I had a lot of fun. This was
I did too. This
yeah.
was great.
Yeah. It was a fun interview. So, well, congratulations again. The U.S. is proud of you and the state
Thank
of Missouri
you.
Is proud of you. Yeah. We'll be looking for you in Paris.
Thank you. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Yep. Hang on. We've got more coming up on Show Me Today, The Voice of Missouri.